St. Paul says, do not let anyone deceive you in any way. That day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I was telling you these things? So at this point, let's get back to St. Cyril of Jerusalem and the teachings of our church, and that'll make it a little bit clearer that no, there will be no rapture, as explained by some of the denominations. The church will stay in the world, but Christ will be with it. God will be with it. It says in the Revelation that, and the church was given two wings to go into the desert. The woman. In the Revelation, the church is called the woman. The woman was tried to be attacked by the dragon. The woman gave birth to a male child. That's Jesus Christ. Then the woman will flee into the desert, where it'll be taken care of by God for 1260 days. The way St. Paul explains it in 2 Thessalonians, he says that first we must have the great rebellion. What is the great rebellion? The rebellion against the God-human person of Jesus Christ. People are beginning to rebel against the teachings of Christianity, even Christians. People are beginning to say that Christ is a great prophet, but not God. People are trying to say that Christ is only a prophet. That's going to be the trial of the last days. And I will keep you from that trial. That trial is, that's going to come on the whole world, the temptation that, wait a second, maybe he was not Christ. Look at this Antichrist. Look at this person here. This person is doing miracles. He's raising the dead, seemingly. He's healing. He's flying through the air. He will be doing tremendous miracles. Phantoms. They will not be true. And many people will follow him because they will not be able to stand the temptation. Maybe Christ was not the Son of God. And that's going to be the great temptation that's going to come upon the earth. Today, people are leaving from Christianity, Father, because they're saying that, what did Christianity do for us? Didn't feed our poor. Didn't solve our problems. We still have wars. We still have a mess on our hands. So people are beginning to invent all these humanisms to save the world. Go into space. Have extraterrestrials come and help us. Astrologers, psychics. This is the beginning of the rebellion. But the rebellion will climax. It will get higher and higher. And when the rebellion gets higher, the grace of God leaves. And this will bring the Antichrist, the person of the Antichrist. The Antichrist comes. His reign is only for 3.5 years. 3.5 years, a short time. In those 3.5 years, most people will worship him. Somewhere at the third topic, we will talk about the mark and the different characteristics of the Antichrist. And of course, after the 3.5 years, it's all over. Second coming of Christ. So can Christ come back tomorrow? No. At least not tomorrow. Not according to the scriptures. The rebellion must come. The Antichrist must come. And then after that, Christ will appear with all the angels visibly revolving around him, and every eye shall see him, even those that pierced him. That's what the translations say. The Greek says those that speared him. It's a difference, because only one person speared him. But we spear Christ all the time when we go against his will. All the people that speared Christ all through the centuries by not believing in his name, by not living the gospel, and by not keeping the commandments, all those people are people that weep, that will weep when they see Christ coming. So we need to have the great rebellion, the mystery of lawlessness is called, which will loosen Satan. Satan will empower the Antichrist, who will reign for only 3.5 years. He will call himself God, and he will throne himself in the temple of Solomon in Jerusalem. That doesn't exist as of yet. It's another big sign. At the end of the 3.5 years, we will see the glorious appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will throw the devil and the Antichrist into the lake of fire alive. What does that mean? The devil is a spirit. We have no problem with that. But the Antichrist will be a person. How can ye go into hell alive, the lake of sulfur? Very easily, because that's where the changing of the bodies will take place. At the second coming, that's when the resurrection of the dead will take place. That's when the dead in Christ will rise first. That's when the bones will come together and begin to form a spiritualized body. It will not be like the body we will have now. There will be no need to eat. We'll have no biological needs. When Christ resurrected, after the resurrection, he ate fish only to prove to the apostles that he was not a ghost. He did not need to eat at that point. He had his glorified body, his spiritualized body, which we will also take when we resurrect. All these events that are mentioned in the Holy Scripture, at times, not very clearly, take place around the glorious appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. The last trumpet of the angel, the resurrection of the dead, as I said, the airlifting of the church into the clouds, the judgment of the living and the dead, the changing of the body from perishable to imperishable, the regeneration of the universe, the changing of paradise into kingdom of God. Right now we have paradise. At that point we'll have kingdom of God. And the changing of Hades. Right now we do not have hell. We have Hades. Hades will be changed into hell at the second coming. Time and space as we know it will cease to exist. Time and space were created to serve this world as we know it. At that time, time and space will cease to exist. The sea will not be available. The stars will be falling. There will be no stars, no sun. We'll have the uncreated light of God. All that beautiful stuff will be happening. And of course, we will have no 1,000 years after Christ comes, because time and space stop at this point. But that's a topic for next week. So, there will be no rapture as the Protestants are talking about. We need to get this message out to them as soon as possible. We need to educate ourselves first, and then educate some of these people that are victims of Satan at this point. And one more little proof, and they'll like this one, okay, because I know they believe in the scripture so much. Every time I talk, I have a lot of friends, and we try to go back and forth and simply say, well, listen, you know, we kind of share notes, always with a lot of love, with a lot of respect. I believe when we have these discussions with people outside of our faith, if we seem to be losing our temper, we're not ready to talk. I think we should hold back a little bit, mature, and then talk. Okay, always with a lot of love and respect. Okay. Acts 3:21. This is a powerful one. The Lord must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything that we mentioned above. So the Lord will stay in heaven. He will not make a special trip 3.5 years before the Antichrist to pull up the church. That's not going to happen. It's a dangerous teaching, my friends. And what's going to happen is, does not get people to activate themselves. It gets people to relax. If I don't have to worry about the forces of the Antichrist, if I don't have to worry about anything, then Christ can come anytime. I can relax, and that's dangerous, especially in these days. I would like to conclude by translating a small segment from the book of our Gieronda, Father Ephrem of Philotheu. He is an abbot of the monastery of Mount Athos. He visits us here in America a lot, and a lot of us go to confession to him. And at this point, he has thousands of spiritual children here in America as well, and we're very grateful to him. The book is called Paternal Counsels, where he advises, once again, thousands of his spiritual children all over the world. And I translate, when our Lord comes at his designated time to judge the world, when the heavens and the earth are rolled up like paper scrolls, the earth is heavily polluted from sin, from its citizens. The earth will become new when the sun, the moon, the stars will be falling like the autumn leaves. When at the universal trumpet, the scattered and dry bones will be taken back flesh and come to life. When the thousands and thousands of angels will be taking their place of honor and surrounding their awesome judge. When out of the infinite crowds on earth, small clouds will be lifting up the chosen and saved people to meet the Lord in the air, then the people who are left behind, won't they be weeping bitterly? Won't they be beating their chest hopelessly for all their foolishness, for a little bit of passing pleasure, for a little bit of drunkenness, for some sinful passions? They took it upon themselves to condemn their own soul. These people will want to die, but will not be able to, because their life does not belong to them. Once we come to existence, we can never go back to zero. Whenever God creates something once again, will never go back to zero. It'll change. But we will continue next week with the 1,000 years. Thank you.
I would like to take the opportunity here to offer our appreciation to Reverend Father Gregory Horton of the Russian Orthodox Church of the Holy Trinity in Karasakwa, who asked us to conduct these studies of cassette 16, 17, and 18. May the Lord grant him many fruitful years. And here we will dedicate some hymns to our Russian Orthodox brothers in Christ from St. Vladimir's Seminary.
The second tone, O house of Ephrata.
O house of Ephrata. There shall be no